Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. Just the two of us, just you and me. And I usually have some couple of different things on my mind, and today I want to finish up a little two-part series that I started last week with you on how to get a loan from a bank. As you remember, last week I talked about the fact that after this lost decade that we just came through from 2007 to 2016, literally a lost decade on Main Street. It wasn't a lost decade on Wall Street. They had a couple of bad years, then they came back and went nuts, but Main Street was still struggled all the way through to the end of 2016. And because of that, everybody who survived, every company survived, did part of the reason they did that was they got out of debt and they didn't borrow any more money. That's the deleveraging that I talked about. They deleveraged. They paid off debt and they didn't add any more. And so that means that those folks, which might include you, can be forgiven if you're a little rusty at asking a bank for a business loan. But as the economy, the current economic expansion picks up, you're going to need growth capital. The polls that I'm seeing that we're taking and the NFIB is taking are indicating that you're just about out of your own capital, which you've been able to put away, which is good for you. I'm very proud of you. But at some point in time, you're not going to be able to grow, to take advantage of growth opportunities, expansion opportunities, and fund it with just your own capital. You're going to have to turn to a bank and get a bank loan to help you with a little leverage there. But you're going to be a lot smarter about it now than you used to be. I can tell you that. I'm sure you are. So last time I revealed the first three of the six loan request questions. And getting comfortable with asking for or discovering the answer to those questions will improve your chances of getting a loan approval. And in case you forgot, the first three are from last week. Who decides? Who decides at the bank? Who makes the decisions? What do they need? What does the bank need from you? And how do they want it? What form do they want it in? So those are the first three. Now we've got three more. And the first one is what motivates them? What motivates your bank? What would motivate them to make your loan? All banks need to make loans, but not all banks like the same kinds of loans. I know, but it's the truth. Some make working capital loans, some don't. Most banks make real estate loans, but each one has a different profile of what kind of real estate they like. And all like to loan money for things with serial numbers, like vehicles and equipment. Anything with a serial number that they can identify and file a UCC on. They love those kinds of loans. So in your first meeting, what the banker says about your proposal, as you talk to them, listen to how their attitude is. They'll tip their hand a little bit on whether this is a kind of loan that they like to make. Whatever they say will indicate their level of interest to you in your type of a loan. But if they don't say that, if they don't tip their hand, it's okay for you to ask them. Remember that, folks, also what motivates them. Banks will fight for loans, but they'll kill for a deposit. Checking account deposits are virtually free money to a bank, and a portion of that money is used to make loans. They like personal accounts, but they love business operating accounts. A bank's loan motivation increases when you have an operating account with them. And you should know the value of your deposits to a bank and use that information to negotiate terms and rates. It's not as easy as it used to be to get to find that out. It used to be a big deal, not quite as much today. But you have a right to remind your banker If your operating account is there, you're running hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars worth of receipts through their bank. You have a right to remind them about that, and that they should take that into consideration not only in making your loan. I mean, they're not going to make you a loan if you're not creditworthy, but if you are, you can certainly get terms. You can certainly get interest rates that are more favorable because you're a loyal customer to them, and I would remind them of that. How motivated is your bank to make your loan? You can tell how motivated they are by helping, by how helpful they are, how helpful the loan officer is. Her excitement is no foretelling of a success, but just motivation if she's excited. But if she seems indifferent or unmotivated, that's probably not a good sign. A deal that could get through the first bank, Bank A, today, could be received with a red carpet at Bank B tomorrow. So be prepared to make your proposal to more than one bank, and be sure at least one of the banks you make a loan proposal to is an independent community bank. I'll never stop encouraging you to do business with independent community banks. They are the community banks are the one of the best things that ever happened to small business. It's a unique American thing, a community bank. Those don't exist around the world. They're only in America, basically. And if you don't have at least one relationship with a locally owned and managed community bank, I think your business could be not as impervious to peril as it could be. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for a community bank that believed in me. Last question: what do I have to do to make this happen? What do I, as a petitioner for this bank loan? What do I have to do? Ask your banker to go on a field trip. Bankers love to visit your business. Give your banker a demonstration of the new equipment. Show them a model. Show them a proposal. Take them to the factory. Take them to the vendor who's going to sell you the equipment. Take them to see the real estate you want to buy that you borrow money for. Show them how the object of your loan request will help you grow your business, grow profits and deposits, and especially if your loan will help you grow jobs. They like that a lot. The best way to get a bank loan is to do your homework. Anticipate what your banker needs. Get them to tell you what they want. And if the bank was loyal to you when you needed them, doesn't have the best deal, and it's a deal you can live with, as my grandmother used to say, dance with the one what brung you. Do not jump ship just because your bank for years is a quarter high on a loan. Don't do that. Dance with the one what brung you. Understanding your bank and the loan process will help you improve your chances of getting a loan. Be smarter, folks. Educate yourself. Get the training. Practice it, too. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back. Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.